The post-match interview.
But I've got Adam Treloar with me. Adam, thanks for your time on K-Rock Footy. I get the feeling not buoyant after the win, but good to get the 4 points, a grinding sort of performance.
Yeah, man. We sort of half expected that off the back of how we performed last week. Obviously, we know the Bulldogs wouldn't have been happy with not winning last week too, so we knew the heat was going to be on around the ball. They like to get numbers around the footy, so we sort of had to match that and try and beat them on the inside and to get them out away from the contest. So it was pretty much that for the fourth quarter. So, it was a good heart-fought contest.
Nathan Buckley just giving Adam a little pat on the belly. Yourself and the whole team, I think, were able to get things going offensively in the second half a little bit more, and particularly in the last quarter. What were the changes that you made to get that going?
Oh, I think it was sort of being more bold with our ball movement. We were pretty, stagnant in that first half. We didn't really drive our legs out of the contest. Like I just said before, they like to get numbers around the footy. So if you can break that first line of their defence, generally there's going to be a lot of space outside of that. So we just didn't do that. And I think the beauty of our team, we've got a lot of A-grade talent in there, but we don't rely solely on one individual just to, take the game on and just win it on their own boots. So a lot of players stood up today. Obviously, Brody Grundy was awesome. Flip was awesome out on the wing. And we had a couple late crucial goals in the end by, obviously, Bill. So it was a nice hard-fought win. But, we look forward to watching how the Lions go and then, buttering up next week.
Adam, thanks for your time on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Ian Cohen, Cam Mooney and Heath Buck up in the K-Rock box. You're a man down in Chris Main. Was his name mentioned at all at any of the breaks in terms of he wouldn't be back and that, his 200th game, you'd like to give him the 4 points?
Yeah, his name was mentioned throughout the week, pretty much every day throughout the week. And then, it didn't really matter that. Well, it did matter that he obviously wasn't out there, but I think, we knew that, we had a little fire in our belly because we wanted to win the game for someone who's so selfless as an individual. He's come right in. He's had it really tough early days here at the Pies. Everyone used to criticise him and question why we got him this and that. And obviously we found a role for him, and he genuinely is the most selfless human being I've almost come across in our footy team. He drives the standards week in, week out. He's probably been our best and most consistent player this year so far. So to see him go down so early gave us a little bit of motivation. But I think definitely in that last quarter when the game was on the line, he was in the back of most of our minds because obviously being such a significant moment for him, so we wanted to get the job done for him.
Adam Moons here, mate. Congratulations on a fantastic win in the end. That last quarter, just explain to us how important Mason Cox is. If he doesn't mark the ball, you know what he's going to give you. He's not going to get outmarked. He's going to bring it to ground. How important is he, knowing that from a midfield point of view?
Oh, unreal, mate. He's sort of our get-out clause, I suppose. When I say take the game on, we don't always want to kick to Coxie, but, if we can take the game on with our hands, break the lines, get the forwards out the back or leading up the ball, ideally that's what we want to do, but if worst case scenario, just kick it long down to the big American. That's generally what we do. So, the beauty, we do train that. The beauty of having Coxie is that he's 6'10" or whatever it is, but we do train that. We train, how we want to deliver it to the big fella, where we should kick it, because we know, if he gets his hands at it at its highest point, either he's going to mark the ball, like you said, bring the ball to ground, like you said, or get a free kick because they're going to chop his arm. So it's nice having the big fella up there.
Was there a talk at three-quarter time about the forwards from the coaches at all, about maybe staying home a little bit more? You seem to probably get dragged up the ground a little bit in that third quarter, but you just couldn't quite get back inside 50 to give the midfielders a target. Was that talked about at three-quarter time?
Yeah, you are right, Moons. I think Buck sort of did mention that we do want to get it deep to our forwards one-on-one. Don't get too up high, don't get too high up the ground, because we're not going to have anyone down home to kick it to. So I think that's what we did. We got, Brody Mychek got a couple one-on-one contests and one which caused the goal. Jamie Elliott got a nice one-on-one contest which caused the goal. Coxie obviously a couple one-on-one. So I think, in that last quarter that did really work well for us. But obviously the question that you asked is did we speak about it? We definitely did. We spoke about it going into that last. Being more bold and getting the ball to our forwards one-on-one is what we wanted to do to really break the game open. I think that's what we did well in that last quarter.
Speaking with Collingwood gun Adam Treloar, here's Heath Buck on K-Rock Footy.
Congratulations, Adam. Great game again tonight, mate. Look, in a game where blokes sort of drifted in and out, quiet first half, big last quarters. You mentioned Grundy, but a guy that we thought had a really real impact for four quarters was Travi Varko, and I know that, you know, he missed out last week, but it was a great way to respond. Four goal assists, six inside 50s, 20 disposals. He was in absolutely everything tonight.
Do you love him as much as I do, Adam?
I do, mate. I do. Actually, when I say most selfless human being before, I think I've got to even that out with Trav and Maney being those two. He epitomises what we want to be as a footy club. The way he's so selfless, the way he doesn't care about what happens to him. All he cares about is what he can get done for the team. And, you know, we missed him big time last week. You know, obviously he didn't play. We missed that hunt and that pressure. When the game is on the line, you know he's going to come in. You know, he's going to deliver in spades with his hunt and pressure and his work rate to get to the full of the ball. He was first class tonight. He shows the class that he adds to our group, to our forward line, why he's such a vital cog in our team. So he is a star.
And young blokes just trying to find their feet, you know, inconsistency at times. You know, this guy came in as a late in when Beams went out, but Callum Brown he got his hands on the ball in that last quarter and was a real influence. And that might just be, you know, the sort of little start that he needs to get his, you know, his career rolling.
Yeah. Brownie, you know, it's a bit hard at the moment for him because he comes in, he plays obviously midfield when he's playing twos, dominates in the twos, plays mids, then he comes in and into the ones and generally plays a bit forward. So it's about, you know, working on his forward craft, working on his mid craft, coming in. No matter what role he's asked to play, come and deliver that. And I think he did that really well tonight. To get told that you're playing whilst you're preparing pretty much for the VFL and then come in and have an influence, especially in that last quarter. With some of his classy touches, he's really classy with the ball. He has so much time and space when he gets the footy. Is credit to him. And we know he's just going to keep getting better and better, and he's one of those names to look out for.
Hey, Adam, just last one from us up here. Big roaming Brian's in the room at the moment, just looking at him on the TV. If he comes to you, are you one of those dodgers, or do you sit there and talk to him?
No, I speak to him. I speak to anyone. Average Joe, come over to me, I'll chat to you. But I talk to him. I don't mind it. Do you want me to say anything to him? Is there anything in particular?
Yeah, give K-Rock Footy a plug if he comes over.
I promise you, boys, I'll give it a plug if he comes
over. Well, actually, we'll go and find him. Just go and find him now.
I'll just walk over and say, hey, K-Rock Footy, how are you?
Hey, Adam, well done tonight. Always appreciate you coming on K-Rock post-game. Well done.
Yep,
good luck next Thursday. Big game against the Lions at the Gabba.
Thank you, guys.
Right on, buddy.
Adam Treloar joining us on K-Rock Footy.
He'll do it, too.
Oh, no doubt.
Let's watch it now. Let's go up here and just watch the TV.
Give K-Rock 10. The post-match interview.